Be'ezus Hashem is Baruch Hu. We begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, the laws of damages of someone's monies that causes damage, in the Sefer Nezik in the Book of Damages. In this Perek, we discussed regarding if an animal kills a person and regarding the liability of what's called kafer, the atonement for the death of that person. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding stoning the animal that killed a person, and thus regarding the payment of what's called kafer. Shur Shehemis Esa Odom B'chal Makom. An ox that kills a person, wherever this, in any place, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan, meaning in any place, whether it be in the public domain or private domain, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan, whether an adult or a minor, Ben Eved, Ben Chayrin, whether a slave or a free person, Echatam, Echanmud, whether it was from the first few times or it already did this a few times, Hareza Niskel, the ox is going to get, Skila, going to get stoned to death. Ben Hemis is a guy, but if it killed a non-Jew, Potter, he's going to be exempt, Kedinim, like their laws, just like they don't execute an ox for having killed a person, so too we don't. Halacha base. Now, echad shar, this halacha applies whether it's an ox, v'echad shar behema chayi v'oif shehemiso, or whether any other domestic or wild animal or bird that killed, hadeil miskalin, they get stoned for killing a person. Now, ma bein tam shaharigas ha'adam lemud shaharigas ha'adam, what's the difference if it's a tam from the first few times that it kills a person, or if it's a mud that killed a person? The difference is, Shatam, the innocent one, Potter min ha-kafer, is exempt from the liability of kafer from paying the monetary value of the one who is killed to the inheritors. V'hamud chayv ha-kafer, but it's already mu'id. So then, it's going to be, the owner is going to be liable for the atonement value of the one who is killed. But v'achi mu'id laharik, it cannot just be a mu'id of having gored, it has to be a mu'id for having killed. Then, on its fourth time, there's going to be a liability of kafer. Now, halacha gimel addresses an obvious question. Since we just said that any animal or creature that kills a person on the first time reading this gone, it gets stoned. So how could you ever find that an animal could be a mood for killing? Until the owner is going to have to pay kaifa when it's a mood. If you're already on the first time, you have to execute the animal. So the Rambam comes up with a few different approaches how that's possible. Right, for example, if the ox, the animal killed three non-Jews, and then kills a Jew. Like we said, their laws they don't execute, and if we don't execute, then he kills a non-Jew. Shahamud l'goy, how is a mood l'sol? Because, however, the fact that it became a mood for killing a person, even if that was a non-Jew, that will make the ox a mood for killing a Jew. So it'll be a mood. It's to be chayv kaifer. Or in other cases, sharg shleishi yisol tadefa. The first three Jews that the ox killed were people that had mortal defects, that were not able to live. V'akach harg shalom, and then killed a intact person. For the treifa, there's no halacha of execution because they were dead anyways, essentially. And then the fourth one is a intact person. Or another case is sharigu barach, where the animal killed, but then it fled three times. Or the nitvas, on the fourth time it was caught. She'ein habayal l'mchayov makayfer, because the owners are not liability. Well, why we have to say the fourth time it was caught? Anyway, it was the mood that killed, so we have kaifer. No, because the owner is not liable for kaifer. Actually, sakal hashar until the ox is stoned. Like the pasuk says, hashar yusakal, and then it says him kaifer yushasalav to tell you that if, let's say, it wouldn't be caught, so then the animal would not be stoned, then the owner would not pay kaifer. But the way you can get to the fourth time, if it kept on running away. Let's say it caused it to be in a dangerous situation, meaning fatally injured three people at the same time, but they didn't die. When the fourth one died, then they all died. So then that way you're able to get that it didn't execute it because the people didn't die yet, but by the fourth time, they all died. So therefore, they already reached it to be a mood. Or another case is Sharg Shalosh Behemus. If it killed three animals, Hariz Amud Lahariga, it's mood for killing. And although the Rambam previously said in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, that being mood for an animal does not make it mood for a person, that was only regarding mood of damaging. But mood for killing an animal would make it mood for even for a person. And therefore, in all these cases, the owner would pay the kaifer now that it's a mood and it killed a person. So to another case is a mekiru edim es bal hashar. Let's say the witnesses recognized the owner of the ox, but didn't recognize exactly which of the oxen of this owner killed, because there's many oxen that he has. And this happened the first, the second, and the third time. And the fourth time they saw his ox killing. But they don't know if this is the ox that killed the first three times or it was a different one. But they know that there was one ox that killed all those first three times. since the owners already warned that they had in their flock. Shar shaharik shalosh pam, an ox that killed three times. They should have protected, they should have watched older animals because they didn't know which ones killed. Since they didn't protect, they have to pay this halacha of mu'ud of kaifer now that it had a fourth time of his cattle that went and killed a person. Halacha da'alad, regarding the essence of kaifer and as it applies to the owners. So zesha kasabatera, this that says in the Torah by an asher hamu'ud that kills a person. V'gamba olav yumos, that also the owner should be killed. Mepiash mulamda, from tradition they taught, shechid misazu, this death penalty that the owner is obligated in is only b'day shemayim, only at the hands of heaven. Because the pasuk actually says in Bamidbar, mois yumos hamakar etzeachu, that only for a person's own murder is he liable to be killed, but not for that of his ox having killed a person. But it's shechid misa b'day shemayim. Now, v'nasan kaifer hanerg, but if he gives the atonement of the value of the one who is killed by his ox, miskapolei, then he gets atonement. V'ava pisha kaifer kapar. Now, although this kaifer, this monies of the value of the victim, is an atonement. Now, generally, those things which are liabilities of atonement, for example, achatas or asham, we don't take collateral for. In this case, memashkenin, we do take collateral, mishin eschayv b'kaifer, from someone that's liable in this kaifer atonement money, bal karcha, against his will. And the reason for that is, because since here, it's owed to an individual, to a person might treat it like a regular debt, not like he does to have atonement from Hashem, and therefore, he might delay, and therefore, we take collateral in this case of kaifer. Halacha hey, shor, an ox, that's a mu'ud, shal shnei shutaf and sharag, of two partners that killed. Kol echad mehem, mishalom kaifer shalom, each one of them has to pay a full amount of kaifer, meaning unlike that of regular damages, which each one splits 50-50. In this situation, they each have to pay the full value of the victim. Why? Shari kol echad mehem soch kapar gamur, each one of them as a partial owner needs a full atonement. In contrast to regular damage, we only have to supplement to the victim the value of what it was worth, so they could both share that payment. But here it's a kaifer, it's each one has to have his kapara, they have to give that value. Halacha Vav says, in Gomer Dina Shel Shor, one cannot complete the judgment of the ox, El Bifnei Ba'olav, only in front of the owners, Im Hoy Le'Ba'olav, if the ox had owners. As the Pasuk says, that it talks about the Baal HaShor. But if the ox didn't have owners, Kugar in Shahar Midbar, for example, an ox from the desert, which is Hefker, has no owners. Or Veshur Shal Hektish, if it's owned by Hektish, which is not considered like a regular owner. Veshur Shal Gir Shemes, Bein Le'irshin, or the ox of a convert who died and doesn't have any inheritors because he's considered like a newborn child. Im Hamis, if the ox killed, Hareza Niskel, the ox will be stoned, and Begir Medin, he'll complete his judgment, Avapish in Le'balim, even though he does not have owners. Because the obligation of warning by the owners in the Torah is only if he has owners. V'chein shari isha, so to the ox of a woman, v'shari sayim, the ox of orphans, v'shabat shrapasim, and the ox of the caretaker, shemisub, they killed. Niskalon, they will be stoned. And v'ein apatrapasim, v'sham nesakoifer, the apatrapasim, the caretakers, don't have to pay koifer in the situation of the shar hamud that killed the person. The reason for that is, shakoifer kaparhu, because the koifer is an atonement, and he's only representing the orphans, and those individuals that are minors or deaf mutes or mentally deranged, they're not b'nei chiyev, they're not people that have obligations, that they should have to have atonement, and therefore the apotropos who's taking care of that doesn't have to pay the kaifer. Halacha above, shershu treifa, shaharigas a nefesh. Inik halacha, if an ox itself has a mortal defect, and that ox kills a person, or the ox was owned by a person that was a trefa, that ox that kills in an iskel is not going to get stoned. Kashanem says in the pasuk Gamba Olab Yuma said also its owner is going to die. Now, Kemisa Sabalam Kachmisa Sashar. The pasuk is equating by putting it together the ox being killed and that also its owner gets killed to say, like, just like the owner gets killed, so too the ox. Now, v'kevin sheba olav kemesim chashuvim, since the owner's already considered like that because he's a treif, has a moral defect, v'in shichem misa, that he doesn't have to be killed, so he's a potter, so that's going to be an exemption that the ox is also going to be potter, that you don't fulfill hashar yisakel. So that reasoning applies when the ox itself is a treif and it killed someone, or if the owner is a treif, which the owner then would be potter from misa, so to the shor that's a treif is going to be potter from misa. Lachaches continues regarding the intent of the animal to kill. Hamashasek kelav b'chaveiv. Someone entices or provokes a dog onto his friend. Barogay, and then the dog kills that person. Ena kelav niskal. The dog is not going to be stoned. Similarly to what we learned in Parak Vavalachahei, like an ox, which they caused the ox to gore a person. The ox itself is not held at fault, and therefore not chayiv misa. Same thing if, let's say, he provokes the dog, any domestic or wild animal, and it kills the person, the animal's not going to be liable. Now, in contrast, but if, let's say, he throws on him the snake, and even if he sticks the teeth of the snake onto the body itself, again, the snake kills the person, the snake will be stoned. Why? Because the venom of the snake that kills, the snake on itself chooses to emit it, to spit it out. But this person that put the snake's teeth onto the person, he's exempt from death penalty because he didn't actually kill the person. But not Mrs. Bezdin, because ultimately it was the snake that chose on its own to eject its venom. Halacha tes, in a behemoth niskelus im a misa. Now the animal is not going to be stoned if it killed a person, achin niskavna lahazik, unless it had intention to harm, lemishi chayevus lobskila, to that individual, that if he killed that person, or that entity, he'd be chayev for the death penalty of being stoned. Meaning, even if, let's say, he didn't intend for this person that he killed. For example, let's say he intended to kill Reuben and he killed Shimon, the animal is going to get stoned, because had it killed Reuben, it also would have been chayev skila. Let's say the ox intended to kill an animal and instead by mistake it killed a person. Or in the scavenger goyim, hardly saw, or intended for a Gentile, it killed a Jew. In the scavenger nephilim, hardly came, or intended to kill that of an aborted fetus, and they killed a living one. Potam and the Misa, the ox is going to be exempt from the death penalty because we compare it to the Misa Sabalim, so to the Misa Sashar. And just like the owner of the Shar, if he didn't intend to kill that which would be liable for, would be Potam. So to the ox, it's not Miskam for that, would be Potam. Now, Vimhoye Mood, if the Shar was a Mood, Haba'olim Chayovim Bekaifer, the owners are liable for Kaifer if, let's say, the ox killed a free person, Oy Baknos, or in the penalty of Hamas Evid, if the ox killed a slave. The Avapisha Haruk Shalabalai Kabon, and even if it killed unintentionally, but since he's in Mu'id for this, therefore the owner has to pay Kaifer, even though the ox is not being stoned. Now, this is not similar to the halacha of when we said that the ox kills and it runs away, that the owner is not going to be chayav by Kaifer because the ox is not being stoned, like we said in halacha Gimel, because over there, the ox is chayav in Skila, but it's just not around. But here, where the ox is putter from Skila, therefore that doesn't affect the liability of Kaifer that the owner is going to be liable for. Halacha Yud. Let's say the ox was a mu'ud to fall on people that were in pits and killing them that way. But one time it saw a vegetation in a pit. It fell into the pit, not because like it was always killing people, because it wanted the vegetable and therefore fell into the pit. And it happened to have been a person there and the person died. Oh, you're a similar case. The animal was a mu'ud, was already forewarned already by scraping itself against walls, will hapla ben adam, and causing it to fall on people and killing them. Now, one time it happened, it was scraping itself actually against the wall for its own pleasure, and it happened to fall on the person, and he died because of his scraping. So Hashar Patam Misa, the ox is going to be exempt from the death penalty, because it did not intend to kill the person. Now, but Vabolim Chayyim Bekoifer, the owner is going to be liable for Koifer, Shar is a mood lipo babayas, because ultimately, the ox is a mood, like we said in the previous halacha, to fall in pits on people, el hapale maksam, or to have the walls fall on the person. Now, Vehech Yodesh and Eschachel Anose, how can you know that the end was intending to only scrape against the wall for its own pleasure and not to kill a person, that it won't be Chayyim for being stoned? If Kishne Eschachel, La'acha Shehippel, Behemis, if it's still scrubbing itself after it caused the wall to fall and the person already died and it's still scraping, obviously it's doing it for its own pleasure, not to kill the person. Halacha Yudav continues regarding an exemption of the payment of kaifer if it's in the rishus of the mazik. So, ina bolam mishal mes kaifer, the owner is not going to pay the liability of kaifer at shetomis behemtam chutz mishusam. Only if its animal killed a person when it's already mu'ud out of the property of the mazik. But if, let's say, the ox killed in the domain of the damaging party, even though, yes, the ox will be stoned, but the owner is going to be exempt from the liability of kaifer. How so? So Hanichnis lachatzar balabayish lebersusa. If someone goes into the courtyard of a homeowner without his permission, even if he's going to claim his wages, or a debt that's owed to him from the owner, and then the ox of the homeowner gores the person and he dies, the ox is going to be stoned. But the owner is going to be exempt from kaifer. He had no permission to come into his property without his consent and awareness, and therefore he's going to be exempt from the penalty, from the liability of kaifer. Halachid Beis. Let's say the person stood by the entryway. The Karla Balabais, and he called out to the homeowner. Bamalehan, he said yes. V'nichnas. And then the person entered thinking that yes meant he has permission to come in. Unagocha Shersha Balabais, and the ox of the homeowner gored that person. Still, Hariya Balam term, the owners are going to be exempt from Kaifer. Shein Mashmehen, because there's no understanding of the word yes. Elamoy b'mkoimcha. It meant yes, stay in your place. Achadabi b'chadar, I'm going to speak with you. It was not consent to enter, and therefore he's not going to be liable for Kaifer. Halachi Gimel continues regarding. If the animal kills as it's walking. If an animal entered into the property of the victim, and it stepped on, trampled on a baby as it was walking, which that is regal in the reshus of the nizik, and it killed the baby, the owners of that animal have to pay for kaifer already on the first time, not like Karen, which is chayiv kaifer only after three times. Sha'regel mu'edes, because regel, which is when it's walking with its feet, is considered already a mu'ed, lahazik b'derech lucha, already on the first time to damage as it's walking. U'b'rishus ha'nizik, and in the property of the victim, chayiv, afal ha'shem, ala regel, there's a liability also for its teeth when it's doing it for its pleasure, or for its regel when it's going as it's walking, conscious in rishus ram, where one is patron, shen regel. K'mesh b'ran, like we explained, this in perek af, alocha hei, and alocha zai. So now the Ram concludes, regarding the laws of a shor that kills. So you come out that you learn as follows. If it's a mu'ud, which is already on the fourth time, and it killed intentionally, for example, let's say gourd. So in this kill, the animal is going to get stoned, and the owner is going to be liable for the payment of the victim's value. Now, let's say if it killed without intent, for example, like we said, that it, as it was walking, it stepped on the baby as it's going, and the case like we said in Halacha Teres, so patim namisa, the ox is going to be exempt from being killed, but vaba'ol m'chayim b'kaifer. It's a mu'id, and the owner is going to be liable for kaifer for the value of the victim. Now, let's say it's v'tam shehemish lebekabana. Let's say it's a first three times of the animal, that it killed without intent, so then patim namisa, umina kaifer. So then the animal is not liable for death, and the owner doesn't have to be kaifer because kaifer was only said regarding a mu'ud. And here the animal is not intending to kill, so it's going to be exempt from being killed. Vin niskov l'hamas, let's say the tam intended to kill. So niskov, the animal is going to be stoned. But v'habal, b'term l'kaifer, the owner is going to be exempt from kaifer, which only when it's a mu'ud, which is not. And v'chim k'nas shalav is sotur from the penalty of the slave. Because the tam that kills an eved is potter from paying the 30 shkolim, because that halacha was only said regarding a mu'ud. Halacha yedalad, near at least, says the Rambam, it appears to me, which this is his own logic, not brought in the Gemara or the Goinim, that even where, in the case we mentioned before, when the tam, and its first three times, if it kills intentionally, of every shivcho, a slave or a maidservant, potim in a knas, the owner is exempt, like for kaifer, he said the owner is exempt from the penalty, shushleshim selah, because of that which is the 30 slumit written in the Torah. Now, however, im hamis shalei bekavana, but if it killed without intent, which we said that it's going to be exempt from skila, but meshalam chatzi d'mei ha'eved, chatzi d'mei ha'shevcha megufay. But there's going to be an obligation to pay half the value of the slave or half the value of the maidservant from the body of the shor itself, like a tam that damages. Would you pay chatzi nezik megufay? Ki'ilu hemish shoyir chaveiro echamayir. Just like if it killed his friend's ox or donkey, which the eved and the maidservant are considered like kikasbe, who it's his money, like his ox and his donkey. Now, but the tam that kills a person unintentionally is going to be potter by a regular person, potter even from half the value, because there's no monetary value for ben chayim. But that's what the Rambam is coming to tell us, that regarding if the tam killed shalei b'kavana, so although you're not going to execute the ox, but however, there's still going to be a liability of like a regular mamonis, a regular halacha of monetary value, and it's for that half of value, which like a tam shehizik, you're going to collect from that shor tam.